Welcome back to the Brexit Brits Abroad podcast. I'm Dr. Michala Benson, a reader in sociology at Goldsmiths, University of London, and the research lead for a UK and a Changing Europe funded project that's all about what Brexit means for British citizens living in the EU27. Today I'm talking with Debbie Williams, who is, I guess, the lead of Brexpats Hear Our Voice.
A couple of weeks leading up to the referendum, obviously I was living in Belgium at the time, so I was very well aware of what it was like to be an EU citizen, but I wasn't quite sure about all the implications on us if it was a vote for leave. As it transpired, it was. So hence I thought, well, I better find out what's going on and how it will affect us. And that's basically how it started. It was just a little Facebook group, and friends of friends joined. You know, lots of people came and went. The name Brexpats I'd never heard before. Apparently had been used in the past, but it just came to me. I thought Brexit and expats. And then that leads me on to the word expats. At the time, I didn't realise it had such a negative connotation. Anyway, we're stuck with it for the moment, but maybe we'll come on to that later. But that's how it started. After a conversation with a couple of friends, we thought, well, we've got to find out what's going on and if we can have any input in the future negotiations.
So that's how it started. I mean, obviously, in the interim, so what are we now? 3.5 years since the referendum. It's changed into something else a little bit, hasn't it? Because it's kind of grown and developed.
Yeah, it's not an overly large group. I mean, per se, on Facebook, you know, we've only got 2,500 members. And then we've got a page and a Twitter account and, you know, the usual, on the website, the usual stuff. And we kept the group small, to be honest, because we were all joined loads of other groups, and some were incredibly large, like 50,000 people, and it was impossible to keep track. So we thought, well, if we want to be action.
The fact that over the last 3.5 years, you've lived in four different countries?
Yeah, four. since 2012, I think, to be clear. 2012, we lived in four different countries. And so, yeah, difficult to be country specific.
I suppose it's a story, really. Your family is a story of the success of European integration, because this is exactly what European integration was supposed to do.
Absolutely. And there are many people like us, our family. And so it's not... It's difficult to explain. I wrote a little piece, an analogy, last week, and that went down very well, using Wales and England as an example, saying that, you know, Wales had voted to leave England and the UK, and the scenario that we find ourselves in now, using that as an analogy. And because it's as easy to move to Belgium and Germany and the Netherlands and Spain as it is to move from Cardiff to London, as an example. I mean, obviously there are certain things that you have to do that you don't have to do from Cardiff to London, but it's almost as easy as that these days. It's such a shame that people have voted to take that away from themselves and others. I find it quite incomprehensible.
When you set up the group, you said it was kind of Brexpats' kind of concerns and issues. What were your fears at that time?
Well, we just wanted questions answered, because first of all, we had the referendum result, and then Prime Minister David Cameron resigned immediately. And we just thought, well, you know, what's going to happen to us? So the first thing we did was we wrote a letter listing what we thought were the concerns. And actually, that letter is probably more or less reflects the citizens' right to agreement, withdrawal agreement, now missing one or two things. But we did go into some detail, and that got us our first immediate traction, really. So it was a group effort, the letter, you know, some great people gave us input, and that got read out in the House of Lords the week after the referendum. So that's how it started for us, really. It was our first public outing, if you like, and we went on from there, really.
Why do you think it's important that the rights of UK nationals who live in the EU27 are part of that conversation about Brexit?
Because we are still British citizens, and, you know, it's very important that we are allowed to live our lives exactly as we did before, because we moved in good faith, and most of us have exercised our treaty rights legally. So to change the goalposts after people have made a commitment, jobs, family, you know, to their lives. It's not fair. That was the driving force, really. And equally for EU citizens in the UK and for future generations, we feel that we needed to speak up and defend those rights.
And that's kind of the second part of your title, isn't it? The Hear Our Voice is actually about amplifying those voices.